The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and apparently Korean baseball is the thing now. Hey, let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Nick Sciarra joins us today. If you want to get in, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at the producer Nick. You can text the show, you know the number for that, and it's a Tuesday. Everybody's usually in a bad mood, but hey, don't be, because we're here. We're going to have some fun today. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you?
Not much. Just got, I'm adding another column to Sports Map each week, so I got both of them written today, and one will post tomorrow and one will post Thursday. So just got a little work done and been goofing off with Will Rogers Downs of all places today. So that's been my day.
Has that been profitable?
I've caught a couple of nice prices that have a little over even right now. I should be up a couple grand, but I misplayed a couple. It happens, but I'm probably up about 150 at the moment with a couple races left.
All right.
So I see the big deal is you've picked your Korean baseball team.
I have. It was a tough decision. And listen, I respect both franchises. I really do. I respect them both greatly. But you can only have one favorite team. And I made the decision today that I will go with the NC Dinos as my team. That's my team. So I haven't bet on any Korean baseball yet. If I do, it may be a ways down the road. As you know, I'm not very successful with baseball in the major leagues where I actually know who the players are. So, but as far as watching games, that's the team that I'm looking for. I'm looking for the NC Dinos. And I'm looking for the Doosan Bears. The Bears they came in a close second in my decision, and I respect them greatly. But there can only be one favorite, and that, my friend, is the Dinos.
Well, Dinos, that's a cool name, but where is NC? Is that North?
Fred, what kind of ridiculous question is that?
Well, I just want to know what city you're supporting. I'm assuming Doosan Bears is the city of Doosan.
The city is in Changwon.
Ah. Okay.
Their stadium is called Changwon NC Park. So I don't really know what the NC, where it comes from, what the hell it means. But just know I'm an NC Dinos fan.
Well, it must be a company because like all those Japanese teams have that where it's like the Ham Fighters and stuff like that. So congratulations.
Well, this is Korea, Fred. I mean, this is a little more, this is more old school.
Well, according to Jong, Koreans greater than Japanese.
Oh, well, okay. Actually, it's the video game company NCSoft.
Okay. So, are you going to be up at 3 in the morning watching your beloved Dinos?
I don't know. It's going to be... I don't know what time I can commit to it. It just seems like there's it's a lot of hours that I don't really want to be awake, but I will have to take it into consideration. I mean, these are times where, when God smiles on you and gives you something to enjoy, you've got to enjoy it, right? We've got to do what we can.
Absolutely. We should be enjoying every moment. So this is a gift. Now you just need to get some Dinos gear.
Well, that's sort of the problem. It's not easy to find. basically they don't ship any of it out. So what you have is basically what we found so far is there's a guy on Reddit who basically takes your order and you PayPal him and he ships it to you. I mean, I don't know how reliable this system is. It seems like maybe it could be a scam, but if I want any Dinos gear, that's going to be my way to get it.
And everybody's saying they're all named from corporate sponsors, not where they're from, which makes sense. But if I'm the Korean Baseball League, I'm taking advantage of this. I'm putting them on Fanatics or something. I'm selling the hell out of gear while the whole world is watching. Because, I mean, when else are people going to care anything about Korean baseball outside of Korea?
Never. They should be jumping all over this.
Yeah, I mean, they can be the stars of the Ronaverse right now.
They could be.
And I think if I were running that league, I would be selling stuff like crazy and telling ESPN I want a free commercial on there if you're going to run my games. And here's where you can buy your gear. Here's where you can be a Dino fan.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know how they're not prepared for this, but they got to do something. They got to get ready.
I'd be willing to bet somebody over there is smart enough to make that happen and start selling gear. But we shall see.
Some of the things that went into my Dinos selection is they've got a couple players that I've been told, well, I've read, are not like anyone was talking to me about this. I didn't want to admit to anyone that I was even researching this stuff. But the Dinos, they have a couple players. And, you know, I'm not great with pronunciations just yet, but A, they've got really great mascots. They've got dinosaur mascots, although their gear, unfortunately, it really regrettably has, there's no dinosaurs on it. It seems like what you would want, but, you know, who am I to tell these guys how to run their business? What they do have, however, are a couple players. One is a pitcher who is apparently just a strikeout machine. And I'm excited to watch him pitch. Chang Mo Koo. And they have a catcher, Yuji Yang, who was arguably the best position player in the league last year. Formerly a member of the Doosan Bears. He hit .354 with 20 home runs and more walks than strikeouts. And a former Doosan Bear, he signed a four-year deal in December 2018 for $10 million, the second richest contract in KBO, behind only Dae-ho Lee's deal with the Lot Giants. So, but with that battery, I mean, Chang Mo Koo and Yuji Yang, to me, it really did help me make my decision.
If I go ahead and decide to do this, I'm going to decide it by playing a version of male golf or female golf or food. That's how I'm going to pick my team.
Okay.
So I'll have to get with Granato on that. But that would be how I would do it. There are some American players over there, aren't there?
There are a few. There are a few, and that's, I mean, none of them that you would really know, like in the league period, there's not very many that you would really know. There's a couple guys like Phil Umber who pitched at Rice. He was in that league at one point. It's mostly like relief pitchers go there. Oh, Eric Thames, who plays for the Brewers now, he was there and he was a Dino. That also played into my decision-making because he was once on my fantasy team as well. So I think I was just born to be a Dinos fan, really. But the Dinos also led the league in home runs last year, according to Tyler Scott.
Okay. So how many championships have the Dinos won?
Well, Fred, unfortunately, that is a touchy subject. And it almost led me to be a Bears fan because the Bears are a they're a more successful franchise. I'll leave it at that. But the Dinos, they have only been to one. They made one appearance, and it was in 2016, and they lost. So they have not won a championship yet. But I also thought to myself, you know what? When they do win one, it's going to be special. And the Doosan Bears have been to the finals 6 of the last 7 years. So to the Korean Series, they call it. So it would have been easy to go with them. But I also thought, you know, that championship won't mean as much. So between it looks like basically the Doosan Bears and the Kia Lions, or the Kia Tigers, are the top franchises. The Samsung Lions have been to many championships too, but apparently, like the last few years, they're one of the worst teams in the league. Unfortunately, the Hyundai Unicorns no longer exist. Yeah, they've gone the way of the Dino. So to answer your question, they have not won a championship yet, but I do feel it's right around the corner.
Well, I like rooting for teams that don't win championships.
I'm very used to it.
Yeah, that's pretty much been my whole life. So, I mean, I root for a hockey team that hasn't won since I was 3 years old, and we know how old I am.
Yeah.
So, I admire your choice. I like the fact that you actually did all the research on this. Someone says Preston Tucker is playing over there.
He is. He's on the Kia Tigers. I just couldn't cheer for the Tigers. Listen, the Tigers have been to 11 Korean series. They've had 11 appearances. They're 11-0. They're undefeated in the World Series, the Korean World Series. And I was like, it's no fun to cheer for a team like that. But Preston Tucker was a guy that I gave some consideration to. I would have been nice to cheer for him, but at the end of the day, his loyalties were with the Tigers, and that's not the way I could picture myself going.
Well, see, now I'm kind of motivated to go and do my own research and pick my own team that will not be one of those three, because I don't want a team that wins too much.
Yeah.
I mean, I want a team that's a fringe playoff team, the equivalent of, say, I don't know, 9-7 in the NFL, like year after year after year, that maybe makes the playoffs but never gets anywhere.
Okay.
I kind of think that's what I'm looking for. So
from what I read today, it sounds like you are a fan of the LG Twins.
Okay, I like Twins.
They have been to the Korean series 6 times. They've won it twice. Their last championship came in 1994. Their last appearance came in 2002.
They still sound a little too successful for me.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I mean, they don't have any recent success.
Yeah, but they've had past success. That's kind of like, they're like the Miami Dolphins.
I mean, Fred, here's what you have to understand. Most of these teams have had at least one championship, because there ain't that many teams, and this league's been around since the 80s. So, it looks like the only teams that have had there's the Wiz, which is sort of an expansion team. There are the Heroes, who are 0-2 in the Championship Cup, and there's the Dinos. And there's also apparently the Lot Giants, and I'll tell you, the Giants uniforms look pretty cool. They're very similar to the San Francisco Giants uniforms, like the old school, like script Giants uniforms back in the day. I like them a lot. They were in consideration. They're probably my third team. But they have not been to the series since 1999. So they're in a pretty bad stretch if you're looking for an underdog.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the research. Now I will go check it out, and I guess I will pick my own team. But I want one that's going to be on TV. I don't want to pick a team that's so bad that they're never on TV.
Right.
Unless they're playing one of the good teams.
Well, that makes sense. I think right now, they're all going to be on TV.
Okay.
Right, after this ends, none of them will be on TV, but for right now, they're all going to be on TV.
Deacon wants to know, how will you feel when the Dinos win their first championship and there's an asterisk for cheating?
A, that won't happen. The Dinos are clean. But okay. B, I really won't care. It won't affect me emotionally. I don't care what the fans of the Tigers say. I don't care what fans of the Twins or the Giants say or the Wiz. I won't care because I'll always cherish that season. And, you know, that when everyone said they'll never be able to do it, and here they did it.
All right, so you're going to keep up with this, right? Even when real sports start, you're going to keep people updated on your team?
We'll see how that works out, Fred. For now, I'm committed.
Right, I'm just
short-term commitment.
Somebody says Amazon is carrying their gear and deliveries only 45 days or so out.
45? That season will be over. We'll have real sports by then.
You think? We'll have NASCAR.
All right. I got to tell you guys about CBDMD. They're back on board. Glad to have CBDMD back with us. They're a trusted leader in the CBD industry, and they've got options to fit your needs, whether it's the oils that you like to take orally, gummies, sleep products, topical creams. They've even got CBD for your pets, which is particularly great around 4th of July. If they're the kind of dogs that are worried by fireworks and things like that, loud noises, calm them down with some CBD. This is safe, pure, and effective, the highest quality products. That's what you're getting with CBDMD. And best of all, each product's backed with a 60-day money-back guarantee, exceptional customer service that can answer any questions that you have at any time before, during, or after a purchase. So you're making the right decision for you, an informed decision. I've been using the CBDMD since they were on with us the first time. I've kept using it. I particularly like the CBD Freeze. If I've had a tough workout, my knee's hurting or whatever, I just roll it on. Boom. Almost instantaneous do I feel better. Discover the secret to everyday wellness. CBDMD, superior CBD, superior you. Check out everything they've got going at CBDMD.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780, ESPN's your number. I just hit a 7-1 shot at Will Rogers Downs.
There you go.
Little horse that's been running at Sam Houston. And it's funny, Trey Styles, who was on our show when we were out at Sam Houston, was kind of gave me an angle that it's been working there very well. And that's exactly what happened. So that shouldn't suck. I'll make a few shackles off of that. I had a pretty good win bet on it. So, you know, I'm reluctant to dive into this Korean baseball and buy a bunch of gear because I've got like four Roughnecks things of the defunct Roughnecks. I wear all over the place.
Here's the difference, Fred. The Korean Baseball League has been around since 1982. Right? It's not going anywhere.
Okay.
You basically bought into an expansion thing, and you know, you got burned. I think it's totally different.
Although I still like all my gear, and it's kind of cool to wear it. So.
Well, now because now it's like it's vintage.
Yeah. It's like old Oilers stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and they were the champions.
No.
So there is that.
And no, there was no champion crowned.
Well, no, 5-0. They were unbeaten. They're the only unbeaten champion in the history of the league.
No, there's no champion.
Yeah, well, I respectfully disagree, sir.
Sorry, John Granato. There is no champion this season.
No. And John got to call a championship team. I'm very happy for him.
Who'd they beat in the championship?
Everybody.
Oh, okay. What a game.
Yeah. What a game. It's just like round robin. It's like the Big 12 before they had a championship game. The champion was the best record. So there you have it. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN is your number. This is what we're reduced to, AJ, is Korean baseball and defunct football teams.
Yeah.
So this is what the Ronaverse has reduced us to.
But, I mean, it's still something, Fred. It beats nothing, right?
Well, yeah. I can't take Preston Tucker's team because it's too good. Let's just get that out there right now. That's impossible.
I mean, that's so basically like taking the – I mean, it's basically taking the Patriots.
Yeah, and I could never do that. That's, you know, that's communism. I'm not a fan, and I will never root for the best team in anything because it's just not –
It's too easy.
Yeah, it's not my way. It's, you know, it took me forever to pick a Premier League team, and, you know, although they've been pretty good, they did win a championship recently, but they're not – you know, they're not the dominant team. And so that's what I'll have to find is a team that's not dominant.
Okay.
Okay, so $16.60 to win on my little horsey. So that, you know, I never thought I would be sitting here playing frigging Will Rogers Downs. I mean, I know
I mean,
I'm
let's face it. Is that the most degen thing you've ever done? No.
No, God, no. It's not even close.
Yeah, I mean, so it's no big deal.
I mean, getting drunk and playing Australian races in the middle of the night is probably about as degenerate as it gets. But, I mean, hey, there is an angle here. All these horses either came from Houston or Oak Lawn, and I've been hammering Oak Lawn now since until they ended on Saturday. So I know all the horses and the trainers, and there's big fields, which I like. It's it's all good.
So you're an expert.
At least I feel like I know what I'm doing with it. But I mean, sitting here betting horse racing during the day on a Tuesday, that's pretty bad. I got to say. Somebody says whatever Korean team Fred picks will be in last place, and they'll get rid of that team in favor of another expansion team. I'm not that big of a jinx. I mean, I'm kind of a. I mean, I'm kind of a jinx, but yeah, not that kind of
bit.
Jinx. Yeah, I want a Houston Texans version. Just want 9-7 and with a really unlikable coach, and something like that.
Okay,
that's all I'm looking for.
I actually asked Jong, and Jong doesn't know anything about it, which was disappointing to me.
Yeah, I would think we'd be able to count on him.
Yeah, knows nothing.
Oh well. Well, I think the research is there, and you've come to the right decision. So,
okay.
Congratulations, and enjoy your team.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you want, you can cheer for the same team as me, Fred. I won't be mad.
I mean, that would be weird, though.
I mean, Tyler's cheer. He's Dino's team. He's Team Dino's too.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe this should be just a station thing then.
I don't know. I think Lance was picking a team. I don't know who Lance settled on.
I mean, Dinos do have the coolest name.
Yeah.
I think. Of all the names you've mentioned. I mean,
Well, the Wiz is pretty good, too.
Eh.
And the Wiz also has a absolutely terrifying mascot.
Is it like a wizard?
It's almost like it's a ghost that wears a witch hat and has its arms out like it's trying to scare a child.
That's intriguing.
Yeah.
That might be up my alley.
I'll tweet out the mascot of the Wiz.
Okay. Okay.
And you I mean this they are now they are an expansion team. So it's a tough road to hoe, I believe, if you do choose them. But their mascot is absolutely terrifying to children, I would imagine.
Well, I'm terrifying to children.
That's true.
I think this is you know, I think this might be a good match. So, we'll check it out. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I promise we'll get on to something other than this when we come back.
No, we won't. Take a look at that mascot, Fred. Tell me what you think. Are these your guys?
Let's see. Yeah, that's not bad. I don't know what the hell that is. It looks like a Pokemon.
It does kind of. I mean, but it looks like its sole purpose is to scare children, which kind of makes that interesting.
Kind of looks like me, actually, if I put
it. It's wearing a fancy hat.
Yeah.
Maybe this might be your destiny, Fred.
I shall take this under advisement.
All right. I got to tell you guys about TGS Insurance. They keep saving our listeners big money on their home insurance. The world is changing, but TGS... they got ahead of the curve a long time ago, guys. It's so simple. They're open for business. They're ready to save you money now. You'll get a quote in just 15 seconds. And plus, you'll complete the whole process without ever leaving your home or stepping in an agent's office. All they need is your address. So if you own your home, text the word money to 232323. The system will ask for your address. Reply back with that. You'll get a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company and their savings are real. They have a nearly perfect online rating, over 800 reviews, and the average customer saving nearly $900 a year. I saved even more than that. You can save big money with this. There's no need to wait till your renewal. They're going to save you money, help you get refunded on your previous policy right away. So you get all the back end work done. You don't ever have to go into an office. You don't ever have to see an agent. It's that simple. They're open now. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving today with TGS Insurance.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Tuesday, everyone. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And I don't know if you saw this, but... you know, supply your own Bill O'Brien joke. The Texans are going to hire a hygiene coordinator.
I heard.
So is that somebody who just goes around and sprays stuff on all the weights?
I'm not really sure what that means. Apparently he's an expert in making sure that a coronavirus doesn't get the Texans.
Says the hire will oversee the team's custodial staff and work in tandem with Harris County Infrastructures to coordinate the cleanliness of NRG Stadium as well, and managing the team's practice facility. Boy, they love to put corporate speak in here, don't they? Like everything they do is work in tandem with the Harris County Infrastructures to coordinate the cleanliness of NRG Stadium. You're a germaphobe. That might be a good job for you.
No, I don't want that's being around germs.
No, you're figuring out ways to get rid of them.
Yeah, well, but you still have to be
around
them.
You're a germ killer. You're a germ killer, just like you would be Murder Hoffman. I like
right.
it.
Right. So, I'll pass.
Okay, yeah. Well, I prefer you keep doing the show for a while, but just throwing that out there as a possibility.
By the way, Jong is also Team Dino.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I think maybe that's where I should go, just... basically piggyback off you guys on the dinos, which kind of, you know, almost like Dynamo, which is my dog. So yeah, I think you've taught me into this.
Dave does make a good point. The KT Wiz mascot is sort of a combo of the Texans and the Patriots logos. So it's like what the Texans actually want to be.
It looks like somebody got stoned and threw those logos together.
Yeah.
And that's what they came up with.
It's interesting.
So, Intergalactic JS, once we all start laying plays in Korean baseball, will we be known as international degenerates? I think we're already there. I bet international soccer. I blame Jerry Bo for that. I start following his plays, so I bet soccer. I bet international hockey. So I don't think this is that big of a stretch.
I mean, this is all we got. What are you going to do?
Yeah, well, I mean, are you going to go back to betting NASCAR when they start up here in a week?
I've never bet NASCAR. I mean, I haven't bet NASCAR. Like, I haven't bet a straight-up NASCAR race. I don't think ever. I've told you about the NASCAR pool I was in, but...
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how to bet NASCAR, and I don't know who's good now. I don't know any of the people. I got lucky 1 year. That's it.
But you know so much about South Korean baseball.
No.
You just I'm did not the research.
That's why I'm not betting it yet.
832. You guys keep trying to call me a hypocrite. Let me just tell you something. It says, Fred, just curious how you still think we overreacted all this while saying you still aren't ready to start going out now that we are reopening. First off, you did overreact. And you know, I've said that from the beginning. And I also said once they shut it down that, you know, if we start going back out again, then this whole thing was pointless.
And that's what's happening now, I think.
There's no hypocrisy there. There's no inconsistency. And, you know, I'm sorry if that doesn't make sense to you. But the reality is, you know, I'm going to, you know, my thought is I'm going to wait because I want to see how this thing goes now. And frankly, if it starts right back up, then it was dumb in the first place to cut it off. So, you know, keep trying, guys. But I've been consistent about this from the beginning. I was against it, and I'm still unhappy that they did it. But now that they have, I'm going to live by it. I don't understand why that's so hard for you guys to understand. I
mean, there's audio of Greg Abbott apparently talking to some other politicians on a private call that basically he says, I know that reopening Texas is going to lead to more cases and faster spread, and he's reopening it anyway.
Well, I mean, someone said,
well, what are we supposed to do? Just sit on our asses? I mean, yeah. And they're saying, well, we could go out and kickstart the economy. I got news for all of you. Getting a haircut and you know, eating a dinner out, that's not kickstarting the economy. The economy's not going to get back to normal until people start buying trucks and digging pools and going on vacations. But no one's doing that. You know why? Because people are scared to spend any real amount of money right now because they don't know the long-term effects of this thing. And most people are taking pay cuts and things like that, so they're not willing to spend that money. I gotta tell you, getting a haircut isn't going to change that.
Yeah, well, I think the bigger problem, and you know, I've said this all along. The economic impact isn't. This isn't just starting to open stuff back. I mean, we haven't felt the full effects of this yet. It's going to get worse.
Yeah,
which is why. I said, which is why I think it was, you know, if you were going to just do it for a month or two, then guess what? It wasn't going to work, and you were going to destroy the economy. Well, guess what? You've destroyed the economy, and now you're going to try to come back, and it's, you know, nothing worked is what's going to wind up happening. And I mean, all we had to do, in my opinion, is if they, you know, say, okay, wear a mask, okay, practice you know, don't get in a group. You know, wash your damn hands. All of that's fine. I mean, I got no problem with that. But stick with it. Let's not turn. And it's problem is it's turned into a political thing. And people like to. Everything has to be, you're this or that. So, sorry that I'm in the middle on something, and that I'm willing to do what the experts tell us, whether I agree with it or not. And, you know, I don't know how that makes me inconsistent. I've been pretty straightforward about that from the beginning. But think what you want. I really don't give a rat's ass. 713.
That's all happening on Friday, May 8th. Hair salons, nail salons, tanning salons can open. And it says one customer per stylist. Was there ever more than one customer per stylist? who's getting dual haircuts? And then it says gyms are going to be able to reopen on May 18th at 25% capacity. There will be no access to bathrooms or locker rooms.
What's the point?
How are you doing that? That doesn't make much. I mean, I don't know. I think this whole thing is a mistake.
Well, I mean, I pretty much have decided I'm out on gyms anyway. I've got a deal to sell a Camaro. I just got to get the damn title in the mail, which is taking way too long. But once that's done, I've already ordered some stuff to put in my garage, and you know, I'll be in the privacy of my own home. I was thinking about that anyway because I have so many bad experiences in the gym with human beings. So, be an excuse. But if you can't use the showers, I mean, the point of having a gym membership is go into the office, work for a while, run to the gym, work out, shower, go back. Right? I mean,
right.
I mean, that's kind of it. So I'm
now if I go to the gym now during if we go back to the office and I go to the gym, now my option is to either go home and shower or come back to work smelling like a workout. I mean, who's winning there?
Yeah, and I mean, how do you not let people go to the bathroom while they're there? I got news for you. I mean, you need to pee sometimes when you're working out. I don't know, man. I don't think we need these things, but you know, whatever. I mean, it's easy for me because I'm ugly. I don't really need to, worry about my hair or things like that. But sometimes the handsomes in the world, it's up to them. Black the Barber is not happy with your haircut economy comments, so let's have him on.
Okay.
What's up, Black the Barber?
Hey, guys. What's going on, sports, man? I just got offended by what AJ said. Like, I am a professional barber, licensed barber, and it means a lot when people come in and they render your service, man. I mean, you got somebody that's making $1,000, $1,500 a week. You know, it's not a bunch of money, but it's enough to sustain a lifestyle, man. And I just didn't appreciate the way you made the comment. Kind of sideswiped it. I got offended, man, because that's my profession. I chose to do this, and I'm pretty doggone good at it. So I just wanted to let you guys know I love y'all show. Daily listener. I love you guys. But I just got offended by what AJ said, as if barbers are getting haircuts wasn't a part of stimulating the economy. Any skilled labor set is stimulating the economy. Truck drivers, everybody can't be a truck driver unless you got a CDL, man. They're stimulating the economy. They're keeping everything going, man. People who are still going to work, there's people that work in chemical plants that are still going to work. There are doctors that are still going to work. They don't want to go to work looking half-assed.
Doctors have to go to work. You know how many? I mean, listen. I mean, no offense by it, and I'm not saying that it's not an honorable profession. It certainly is, but it's a profession that there right now with a pandemic going on is not an absolutely necessary one. That just is what it is. I mean, my kids look like ragamuffins. I gave one of my kids a haircut. It looks terrible. The other kid hasn't had a haircut in 3 months, 4 months. He looks like hell, but I also understand that it's not a necessity. And if you're talking about, when I talk about the economy, people are talking about like the stock market and things like that getting back to normal. People getting haircuts isn't going to do that, is what I was saying. It's not that the people who run nail salons listen, I have a lot of friends who run jiu-jitsu gyms and MMA gyms that can't be open. They shouldn't be. And this is coming from someone who I wish I could be in one. They shouldn't be open because it's not a necessary thing, and all it does is take unnecessary risk of spreading this disease. And, I mean, so it's not a knock on barbers or any other profession. It's just a matter of what I think is absolutely necessary to be open right now.
Well, but to his point, in his defense, to him, it is stimulating the economy.
I get it. For him personally,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, everybody wants to go back to making money like normal. But I got news. If a bunch more people start dying and we have to shut this thing down again, and then they say, okay, no barbershops are open now for the next 6 months, then how are you going to do?
Well,
everybody's worried about the short term.
They're not going to shut it down again. I think if it explodes, they're just going to live with it because, shutting it down again. I mean, the fact that they're rushing back now, I just can't see him do it. I just can't. And by the way, Black, send your info to Nick there, and when this is over, I'll come get my haircut by you. How's that? As a loyal listener. I don't know when that'll be, but I will definitely come to your place for a haircut. How's that? All right. Not Dead Zed says, personally, I think the rush to reopen is just a reason to get people back in churches.
It probably
is.
Sure,
those money hungry bastards were leaning on the powers that be. I'm sure they were too. And know, you know my opinion of that. I think it's great that people have faith in community and all these things, but right now it's just dumb. And all these guys who, oh, well, God will protect me, and then they wind up getting it. It reminds me of that Last Kingdom I'm watching. It's like, oh, well, God's going to save me, and then he winds up getting an arrow in the head. It's like, how'd that work out for you?
Well, I'll tell you what my church said on the other side of the break. I think maybe it'll be interesting to you.
All right, let's take that break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I think I just hit me another one at Will Rogers Downs with a 9-1 on top. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, you know, just to kind of get back to this, you know, it's really, I don't want to, I mean, the whole thing that I've been saying all along is that if we do this, we have to lock it down until everything's fine. And that's just not going to happen. Ooh, 30-1 over 9-1. That won't suck. Anyway, yeah, and I think if we go back, I hope people are smart about it. And, man, the thing I miss most of all is steak night on Thursdays, where Lawyer Dave and Roger and a bunch of our friends would all get together, and we'd meet every week. And it was, you know, sometimes it was just a couple of us, sometimes it was five or six of us. But it was, you know, it was fun, man. And I miss that camaraderie. And at some point when we get back to that, we'll do it. But I also hope that, you know, people wear masks, and yeah, is it inconvenient to eat food when you've got a bandana on? Yeah, but you know what? It's also inconvenient wearing a seatbelt. I don't really care. It doesn't bother me. But, you know, I even now, man, I still see a bunch of people out there with no masks, no nothing, and you know, I don't want to be around those people. And that's, you know, that's just
and
a
everyone,
fact.
You know, everyone's saying, well, it's personal choice. That's not really how infectious diseases work. It's not personal choice all the time. I mean, if you've got an airborne disease, it's not just personal choice. So, I don't know. I mean, I get that there's people who want to get back to work, get back to normal. The reality is I don't think medically we're in a position to where we should be getting back to normal yet. And that's hard for people to hear. And everybody wants their way of life. They don't want to be inconvenienced, which I get, but if what, you know, we keep hearing, you know, American lives are the most important thing, then how is getting a haircut suddenly more important than that? How is getting your nails done suddenly more important than that?
Well, I just think, you know, there is a way to do this where at-risk people need to not be going out. And I think if everybody else just does what they're asked to do and keeps the groups under control and wears their masks and stuff like that in public, then yeah, you can bring it back. And I think it won't necessarily blow up. But when 250,000 of you are going to the beach, I mean, that's not going to help. That's where you're going to set off another whole bunch of cases. And it's not like these things are, I mean, I do want to point out, for most of the people that get it, it's not that big a deal. It really isn't. But the ones that it's really bad for, you know, that's who you kind of need to protect. So, I have mixed feelings about a lot of this stuff. Ooh, that's a nice little payoff. Little 700.
People can't take you seriously when you keep going off to your race.
Yeah, well, it's like when you're betting college basketball and it's on in the studio. So I'm just bragging over having a nice score. There's nothing wrong with that. But no, I mean, I think it's you know, I just think it's something that if people be smart, just wash your hands, wear your masks. And if you do that, then I think you're going to lessen the whole effect. And there's, you've got to bring some of this stuff back. I get it. So do it. But just, the problem is you can't trust people. I mean, you just see too many people who just don't care. You see a guy got shot because he, in Michigan, because he told somebody to wear a mask in a store.
Well, did you see the guy in, guard? The guy in Austin pushed a cop into the lake because he was enforcing social distancing rules.
There's no reason. I mean, things are tense enough as it is. Can we not start getting violent over this? I mean, it's silly. If a store says, hey, you got to wear a mask to come in, then wear the mask. And if you're one of those people who gets pissed off and won't go back, great. But if you need groceries, where are you going to go? Because every store says that's what
it has to be.
Yeah.
And I was telling you what my church had said, and obviously churches, just like everybody else, they want to get back to normal as soon as possible. And, you know, our church took like a poll of people, and the pastor said, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot of people who want to open fast. There's a lot of people who want to move slow. And at the end of the day, a church is a family. And when you're a family, you move at the speed of the slowest person. That's just the way it works. You don't leave any family members behind. So if there's high-risk people and they're not ready to be back yet, we're just not going to be back. We'll continue to do what we're doing, and we'll you know, have church online. And, you know, that's the beauty is there's ways to do things. Most places have figured out. I mean, honestly, a lot of these restaurants and bars have figured out a way to do things pretty efficiently. And the reality is, a lot of this stuff ain't going back to how it was. If you're a guy who, you know, you made your living by investing in movie theaters, I got news for you. That's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same. That's why all these movie companies who are sending movies directly to people to buy in their homes, nobody's going to go to movie theaters anymore. You're going to start. It's just like the guy who invested in shopping malls, you know, eventually all that stuff, or Blockbuster Video. Times change things, man, and this is certainly something that's changing a lot of things in a hurry. And it's not comfortable for some people, I get it, but it doesn't change that it's happening. You know, being mad that Netflix exists doesn't mean that Blockbusters are going to open back up. It's just not the way it works.
Well, there was a time when railroads and newspapers ruled the world. And
you're right.
The reality is we move on, and life changes things. And 281 says, if this was the 80s, you guys wouldn't be working right now because of technology you're able to.
Yes.
Yeah, and I've said many times that, you know, we're in a way we're fortunate that we have the technology, not just us, but a lot of people can work from home right now. The 10 years ago, they wouldn't have been able to. If you think about the impact that it would have been, maybe 10 years, yes, but 15, 20 years ago, I mean, a lot of people are able to work from home, and I think that's saving a lot of jobs, and that's at least keeping the economy from completely tanking right now.
Yep.
So, A32 says, we went to Surfside Beach this past Saturday. We set up our cars to where there was at least 60 to 70, I don't know what he's, I'm hoping he means feet, between us and the next strangers. Would you say that wasn't safe? I mean, that's fine. I'm talking about those idiots in Galveston.
Yeah, people having a beach party.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and frankly, all these numbers they throw out about deaths and stuff, we don't know. I mean, we don't know how many people have died from this that we don't know about. We don't know how many people have actually had it, which...
I mean, Texas is also near the back of the line in testing.
He says he was a park ranger, not a cop. Come on. Huh?
No, whatever. Yeah, I mean, it's a dude who's got the authority to give out tickets.
Yeah, you know, you guys are... I know it's Tuesday, but...
He's making people
you guys
crazy.
Are really, you're really being dickweeds today. You know, let's stop it. Let's try to have some fun here. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5 is your home for sports talk. And now we're more talk with less commercials.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's true.
It's
damn true.
Houston's only FM sports station, ESPN 97.5.